presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
BBC News World.
January 30, 521 America, New York. Pakistan mosque blast. At least 28 killed after explosion in Peshawar. More than 150 were injured in an explosion at a mosque in the Pakistani city of Peshawar.
Washington Post World.
January 30, 512 America, New York. Two foreign skiers hit by Japan avalanche found, presumed dead. Japanese rescuers have found two foreign men who were hit by an avalanche while backcountry skiing.
Washington Post World.
January 30, 506 America, New York. Report. Slovenia authorities detain two alleged Russian spies. Slovenian media say that authorities have apprehended two alleged Russian spies who used an agency dealing in real estate and antiques as a front for their activities.
The Washington Times stories. Advocacy.
January 30, 505 America, New York. Suicide bomber kills 20, wounds 96 at mosque in northwest Pakistan. A suicide bomber struck Monday inside a mosque in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar, killing at least 20 people and wounding as many as 96 worshippers, officials said.
Mirror World News.
January 30, 501 America, New York. I'm no Joseph Fritzl, insists conspiracy theorist who kept his six children in cellars. Tom Landon, 54, spent 24 hours in police custody after officials found three boys and three girls aged between 7 months and 7 years in a cellar near the Czech border in Austria.
Mirror World News.
January 30, 5 o'clock America, New York. Dad killed by one of the world's most venomous snakes in front of horrified wife. The dad of two, who was in his 60s, was bitten by a suspected eastern brown snake, one of the most deadly serpents in Australia and the world, despite being used to handling the reptiles, according to his neighbor. World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
January 30, 412 America, New York. Suicide bomber kills at least 17 after targeting mosque in Pakistan. At least 17 people have been killed and 90 injured after a suicide bomber struck a mosque in Pakistan.
BBC News World.
January 30, 350 America, New York. COVID in China. Officials say current wave is coming to an end. Authorities say the death toll has peaked, and there's been no case spike during Lunar New Year.
Time.
January 30, 335 America, New York. Europe is banning diesel imports from Russia. What to know about the potential effects? Frankfurt, Germany. Europe is taking another big step toward cutting its energy ties with Russia, banning imports of diesel fuel and other products made from crude oil in Russian refineries.
BBC News World.
January 30, 319 America, New York, South Africa birthday party shooting. 8 killed in Gqeberha, Eastern Cape. Unidentified gunmen, randomly shot at guests, as they danced in a house party, police say.
New York Times World News.
January 30, 3 o'clock America, New York, Baghdad loses green space to real estate boom. The problem is driving up temperatures in what is already one of the hottest cities in the world, where air conditioning is a luxury only the rich can afford.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
January 30, 241 America, New York. Mining giant apologizes for losing radioactive capsule as authorities scramble to find it. Rio Tinto has apologized for losing a highly radioactive capsule in the Australian outback as authorities scramble to find it. Pick. AP.
Mirror World News.
January 30, 230 America, New York. Vladimir Putin plotting dangerous escalation as Ukraine's defense supplies dwindle. Military experts have warned Russia could dominate Ukraine from the air during a big spring offensive unless Western nations provide F-16 fighter jets for the front line.
Washington Post World.
January 30, 137 America, New York. Earthquake rocks China's northwestern Xinjiang region. Residents and travelers have sought shelter after a strong earthquake rocked a remote part of northwestern China.
New York Times World News.
January 30, 008 America, New York. Your Monday briefing. A wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Checking the damage after a fire in a village near Ramallah, in the occupied West Bank.